This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Both President Obama and his predecessor George W. Bush will go to South Africa next week to remember Nelson Mandela. Much of that country and the world is still marking, rather, Mandela's passing and celebrating his legacy. Buntu Williams is a BBC business reporter in Johannesburg. It's good to speak with you.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Everybody knows, I imagine, Nelson Mandela's legacy on the politics of South Africa. If you had to pick one or two things economically that he might be known for, what would they be?
I think he began a process that saw South Africa achieve the longest period of economic growth in its history, 15 years. I mean, from when it took over to 2008, when the global financial meltdown basically undermined all of those efforts. And besides that, most of the policies that would follow were really developed in the time that he was president.
It's interesting, though, because South Africa is still one of the most unequal societies in the world, right? I mean, income inequality and wage inequality and all of that is still very prevalent there.
Yeah, it's quite a problem, actually. Although there were policies that were supposed to stimulate the economy, they were just not creating jobs. There wasn't enough money. You must remember that when Mandela came into power, South Africa had around 10 days' worth of foreign reserves. South Africa was a pariah state, so which meant that there was no investment, and the companies were not geared to be able to achieve such ambitious policies.
Did you say 10 days of foreign reserves when Mandela came to power? That's amazing.
Yes, exactly that. And right now we have around $50 billion in reserves. Yeah. I think that's good for about 3 months.
When Mandela came out of jail, it was a very different country, you know, and he went in with... Yeah. It's widely been acknowledged, somewhat leftist political views. And he came out and he insisted on free markets. He didn't nationalize the mines. I mean, he didn't do a lot of things that people thought he was going to do.
Yeah, I think, at the center of it all was to assure white South Africans in particular and to also assure blacks that South Africa's problems were going to be negotiated, that there was going to be peace, that the country wasn't going to fall into chaos. I think the problem is that the policies that were since followed resulted in some of the ills we are talking about now. It's quite a problem.
You know, until a number of years ago, when he firmly withdrew from public life, Mandela was he was sort of the final arbiter, right? If there were labor union problems or political problems or any other problems, people turned to Mandela and he blessed one side or the other. Will his absence now be destabilizing, in a sense, economically?
I doubt, there wasn't much movement in the markets, for example. Huh. I think at this time, South Africans are pretty much concerned that they should show a degree of respect for Mandela. But I think it's up to the leadership of the country to try and convey that in a most meaningful way and most sincerely to make sure that South Africans actually live out or live up to Mandela's reconciliatory stance on politics.
Buntu Williams for the BBC in Johannesburg. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kai.